Good morning.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much for taking a call, ma'am, and happy Saturday. My name is Richard, and I'm calling in behalf of the city of Glenwood Springs. Thank you for taking this confidential and secure poll of Glenwood Springs voters about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Are you registered to what at this address in Colorado? As your, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, ma'am?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Overall, how will you rate the quality of the of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If, in your opinion of Glenwood Springs City Council, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
What was the question?
Yes, in your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council, how do you consider it? Is it very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Neutral. Thank you, ma'am. How will you say, how will you rate the overall quality of or condition on the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Not so good. Thank you. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and the roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in a good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in the need of more repairs. No repair or no or fixes have been made, and they are not in, and they're in a bad condition.
They need more repairs.
Need more repairs. Thank you, ma'am. And how will you rate the overall levels of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
High.
High. Okay. As you may hear or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace as soon to expire local 1/2-cent sale tax that generates money for streets maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as a yes or no on each of the following three separate options. The first option says, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sale tax and add an additional 1/2-cent for a total 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surfaces repairs for the next 20 years, as well as the cover cost of replacing water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed. Will you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
Thank you. Option two, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sale tax and add additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Is it vote yes or vote no?
Yes.
Thank you. Option three, will you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales for 20 years, the fund city street and road maintenance? Vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Next, do you agree or disagree with statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts for this November might take? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government of the politicians to spend this money either as a promise or without wasting it. Is it agree or you disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree. Okay, lastly, here is a few statements as a supporter of a local sales taxes for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each of these very, very precise reason to vote yes or on sales ballot or not. The city Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Is it very persuasive to you or not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Voting yes for a 4-1-cent sale tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky waters and sewer pipes will be shifted away from the homeowners and their water bills onto the sale tax where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Is it very persuasive to you or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay, thank you. As a significant proportion of this sale tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here where we get Rose and Sweet and outsiders who use it to the contribute. Use them to contribute. Is it very persuasive to you or not persuasive?
Persuasive.
Thank you. And since the cost of construction materials for road repairs has significantly, since borders last approved have sent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales taxes is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Is it very persuasive to you or not persuasive at all? Or don't know?
Persuasive.
Don't, thank you, ma'am. Okay. Let me just one moment, ma'am. One moment. We're almost done on this, okay? We're almost done. And thank you very much for your valuable time as well. Okay? Thank you so much. Okay. And having heard all this information on both sides, how will you vote yes or no on the, each of the following options? Option one, to renew the half cent sales tax and adding an additional half cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay all the streets and road maintenance and surfaces repaired for the next 20 years, as well as the cover costs of replacing water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as the cover costs of replacing water sewer and sewer pipes under the street while a full replacement of on street is needed. Is it vote yes or no on this, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. Option two, to renew the 1 cent, have the half cent sale tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents, which is 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all the streets and road maintenance and surfaces repaired for the next 20 years as well covered costs, replacing the water repairs for the next 20 years. Will you vote yes or no on this?
No.
No. We're almost done. Okay, ma'am. Last option.
Okay, please, because I'm very busy.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. And finally, voters approved by the 3 sales taxes ballot. Will you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales taxes revenue in order to get this money from to speed up the road and replacement? Will you support this or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. And we're almost done. Now, can you please tell me if your age between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and over, ma'am?
What was the question?
Your age, ma'am. Is it in between 18, 39, between 40, 54, 55, 64?
40, 54.
Okay. And how long have you lived in the Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11, 20 years, 21, 30 years, or more than 10 years? More than 30 years, I'm sorry.
20 years.
Do you own or rent your current places on residence, ma'am?
Own.
Thank you. Then we already have done with your survey, ma'am. I really, really appreciate for your valuable time, ma'am. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend, and it has been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care of yourself, ma'am. Great weekend.